It's 4:30.
Hey, thank you. Welcome to Mojave Water Agency Watermaster for September 24th. And if I could ask Jeff to do the invocation for us, please.
Father in heaven, we are indeed grateful for the opportunity that we have to counsel together as the water master for the Mojave Basin area. We are grateful for thy help in the past, and we ask thee that thou wilt be mindful of the water needs in the Mojave Basin area and the best way that we can manage those needs. We pray for those who are suffering throughout this world, that they will find relief. We pray for the firemen, the policemen, and all the other first responders. Bless them that as they are out on their calls, helping those in need, be mindful of them, that they will return to their families also. Bless the armed forces as they are spread throughout the world to maintain peace, that they also will be protected and be able to return home to their families. We ask for thy insights as we discuss the needs on the agenda today, that we will collectively be able to come up with solutions, and that we will be able to do the will of the judgment, be able to follow the terms and do everything that we can to help preserve the water. These things, Father, we ask humbly in thy Son's name, Jesus Christ, amen.
Call the meeting to order, and Director Ramirez, if you can lead us in the pledge.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Move on to three, approval of the agenda. Oh, we need roll call. Sorry.
We need roll call, yes. Director Cox?
Present.
Director Limbaugh?
Here.
Director Page?
Here.
Director Ramirez? Director Raleigh is absent today. Director West?
Careful, careful.
And Chair Hoffman?
Here.
We also have an attendance Executive Officer Adnan Anabtawi, presenting staff Jeff Roosh and David Seilstad, Legal Counsel Lee McElhaney, and attending remotely, Water Master Engineer Robert Wagner.
Madam Chair, are we using Granicus today for our votes?
I'm not sure.
We are going to try.
Okay.
We're going to try in just
not
1 second.
Not allowing me to make a motion on the agenda. We'll try.
So three, we need approval of the agenda. So I guess this will tell you.
I haven't been able to get it to approve.
Okay. We can do a voice vote.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Nope. No work.
Okay. Guess we're not.
So moved.
Second.
I have a first by Director Cox, a second by Director Limbaugh.
Sure.
Okay.
Was it first by Limbaugh?
First was by Limbaugh.
Sorry,
second
I said
by
that
Cox.
Wrong.
Director Cox? Director Limbaugh?
Aye.
Director Page?
Yes.
Director Ramirez?
Aye.
Director West?
Yes.
Chair Hoffman?
Yes. Okay, we'll move on to four, public participation. We do have two people, I heard.
Yes, our first speaker is Kenneth Gunn.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. First, I'd like to thank Mr. Roosh for calling me on his sick day a couple days ago. Try to explain some of these things that have been going on at my well regarding the Aretina Solar Project. I have written an email to the board that I hope will be responded to, because I've been accused of an irresponsible misinformation campaign. I received a memo from this board stating that the DAR commercial well did not have permission to sell water across the county line. Now I'm being accused by Avantis and probably the DARs. So I'd like my email that I sent answered, and I want an understanding, a better understanding from you as to the specificity in the email that was sent to me, that a certain person, there's just certain people that supposedly called in and discussed this matter. I want the specifics, because I acted upon the memo that was sent to me, and now I'm being, I believe, threatened. I'd also like your input as far as what type of tests are compatible with showing when there's an overdraw next door, how that impacts my well, because Avantis is saying that they would send a person for an inspection of my well, but the problem that I see for less than a half mile from my house, that I hear the generator every day, now they never stopped pumping water as I was promised by people in this room that it would stop. I'd like a better explanation. Also, I'd like to know whether or not you plan to approve further water draws to go across the county line. I think Avantis has lied in many circumstances and many ways. And they said that they're using the water in one specific place, while I saw the water being moved further east from my position in a dump. I had to stand in a dump to watch. I feel pretty betrayed, although I have had cordial communications with several people here. I'd like an explanation. I'd like it on record. If you have any questions, if perhaps you should, I'll take a look at this. This is the result of the Aretina project. This is dust going into one of our schools, towards our school, that had to be locked down, not because of a shooter, but I don't think they would have been able to do this project without the water from the DARs.
Thank you. We are investigating the matter and determining what authority the water master has or does not have with respect to this matter, but we have been looking into it as late as earlier today, and hope to be able to make a determination again as to whether or not the water master has any authority over this matter. We have determined that the well in question is outside of the adjudicated boundaries, which presents an issue. So that's all I can indicate at this point. We're looking into it further, hopefully to make a determination soon as to what we can or cannot do.
Well, I went to the board meeting in Antelope Valley, and their position is it's outside of their purview too. but you guys are approving them to transfer water. If it's outside everybody's authority, it doesn't make sense. But that's not really what I'm asking here, because if you don't mind going over a bit, it specifically states that the Water Master was contacted by a consultant of Aretina Solar Center in May 2024 regarding the water needs of this solar project. Staff, I'm asking who was the consultant and who were the staff, informed them that any water pump with MWA service area could not be exported outside the area. The consultant, who is this consultant, contacted James Darr, stipulating party to the Mojave Basin area judgment to acquire the water to the construction of the Gentai for the portion that lies between the county line and Kramer Junction. I'm asking, who are these people? No. It's not only a matter of whether or not you have jurisdiction. This is a memo from you guys that I acted upon, that I've spent time on, days watching these people because I thought they were doing something wrong. And now their emails from Mr. Celestad, who I met with you, Mr. Pelny, however you pronounce your name, I apologize, based upon the memo. I think I deserve some. I want to know who these people are, who spoke to them, or was this just a complete mistake? I don't know, but I think I'm about to be sued because of this. So it's not about as much jurisdiction as it is, how did I get myself into this because I trusted in this board?
You want to turn your mic on?
Oh, sorry. The attorney will be in contact, or the office, Water Master. Somebody will get back to you. Thank you. Can we have somebody else?
Yes, we have Jeff Gastra.
Hello, Jeff Gastra, Newberry Springs. I'm a little concerned about the motion Water Master made on the change in the dates for the base period. It's really not clear to me how it affects the free production allowance in the different basins. So I've asked Mr. Wagner to look for the chart that he showed on the screen here a year ago, or maybe even 2 years ago, when he was trying to figure out which base periods to choose from, because they have to go off a certain bulletin from USGS, I believe. Anyways, the chart that was showed that Baja's base period is affected about 20% or more, and the other basins were only like 5 or 6%. So if Baja's affected 20%, how does that affect the free production allowance? I don't think that was ever really clear. I'm going to oppose the change to the base period in Baja in court in a few weeks, because it affects us more than any of the other basins. It was also recommended, I was told that maybe it's a possibility to have different base periods for different areas. And that was even, I think, in some of the court conclusion of the court documents that were submitted. So if it affect, I mean, we're already at 19.5% in Baja, and the water table's going up. So if the base period changes and we have to go down to 12% or something, I mean, how fair is that? I know Bob's not here. I was hoping to speak to him, but he had, I guess, airplane issues today. And sorry about that, Bob, but I'd like to talk to you. But I'm just concerned, and it would be nice to, I really don't know how much it's going to affect us. You know, if the base period changes, does it really affect the production safe yield? That's, I guess, what I'm here for. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate your comments. Okay, we'll move on to consent calendar. Do I have a motion, or does anybody wish to have anything pulled?
I'll make a motion on the consent.
First by Marina.
I'll second
it. Second by Director Page.
Director Cox.
I will vote affirmative to 5, 6, and 7. I will abstain from 8 and 9.
Thank you, Director Limbaugh.
Yes.
Director Page.
Yes.
Director Ramirez.
Yes.
Director West.
Yes.
And Chair Hoffman.
Yes. Thank you. Move on to reports. Item 10, Executive Officer Reports. Turn this over to David.
Okay, give me a second to
share
my screen and pull everything up. Okay, executive officers reports for September 24th, 2025. Currently in storage, we have 239,372 acre feet in all the sub areas, with 6,827 of that left in the inventory claim program. And this is as of August 31st. Any questions on this one? Next is our producers reporting for third quarter. We mailed out 99 reports. We received 77 back for a total of 78%. Looks like everybody was fairly high, with the exception of Este. Normally, you know, Baja's even actually up, so just kind of proud of that one. Next is our, this is just the front page of the transfer tracking table. This is up, I believe this is up online. If not, it will be up online tomorrow morning as of July 23rd. And this is a multi-page report, so we're just looking at first page. And I believe that's all we have. Yes. Any questions?
Questions? No? Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, David. Move on to 11 engineer reports.
Good afternoon. Sorry I couldn't be there. As Mr. Gastra went out, I had some airplane cancellations. Anyway, the tracking for makeup obligation flow at Lower Narrows looks like we're tracking right around 3 CFS through the summer, which is over the last, I don't know about several years, but many years, that's actually elevated. So exactly what that means, I don't know, but usually this time of year, we're down 1.5 CFS. The other thing worth pointing out, our projection for makeup for this year, CES next year, is a little under 1,100 acre feet. And then once we have all the data for the water year, we'll get this updated, which water year ends in September. And that's all I have for today, except want to acknowledge Mr. Gastra's comment. I'll, Jeff, however we get together, and we'll go over that, and I'll answer your questions. So maybe we can do it by telephone or next time I'm down. So, and that's all I have, Madam Chair.
Great. Thank you very much. Any questions from our board? Okay, great. Thank you. We'll move on to 12, legal reports.
The only thing I would note, and it relates to a comment made earlier, is that there is pending a motion before the court in City of Barstow to determine whether or not the base period from 2001 to 2020 should be the appropriate base period for determining production safe yield. So that's something to be determined by the court next month.
Perfect. Thank you. 13, director reports. Do I have Paige, Kimberly, Mike, Jesse? Okay, Okay, then I guess we'll recess into a closed session. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Make a move.
No, that's what
he
showed us in the meeting. This is what happens when you masquerade.
Anywhere.
It just, this is what happens when you masquerade.
It's stupid. I've never done that. Even grading a little bit. Well, tell Lee to not argue with me. Sorry.
Do we leave Limba on the dirt?
Yeah, this is what we're going to be getting into that again. Okay, we are back in session, and I will turn it over to legal.
Yes, the board of directors in closed session did not take any reportable action.
Thank you very much. And with that, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
For tomorrow. Yeah, that way you can save a trip.
For the closed session.
Save a trip. Yeah, we'll just call up. Okay.
Yes. We'll make sure.